ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 10th चैप्टर 13 एंटाइटल्ड ब्रह्मा स्टीलिंग द बॉयज एंड काफ्स टेक्स्ट 46। तावत् सर्वे वत्सपाला पश्यतो अजस्य तत्क्षणात् वेदृश्यन्त घनश्यामा पीतकौशेयवाससः। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्री भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। ट्रांसलेशन। देन व्हाइल ब्रह्मा लुक्ड ऑन ऑल द काफ्स एंड द बॉयज tending them immediately appeared to have complexions the color of bluish rain clouds and be dressed in yellow silken garments. Purport. While Brahma was contemplating, all the calves and cowherd boys immediately transformed into Vishnu murtis having bluish complexions and wearing yellow garments. Brahma was contemplating his own power and the immense unlimited power of Krishna. But before he could come to a conclusion, he saw this immediate transformation. Related verses, the small purport. Chaturbhuja shankh chakra gada rajiswapanaya kirtina kundalino harino vanamalina shrivatsangad doratna कंबू कंकन पाणया नूपुर कटखैर भाटा कटी सूत्रांगुलीयक। ट्रांसलेशन। ऑल दोज पर्सनैलिटीज हैड फोर आर्म्स होल्डिंग काउंशल डिस्क मेस एंड लोटस फ्लावर इन देयर हैंड्स। दे वोर हेलमेट्स ऑन देयर हेड्स इयरिंग्स ऑन देयर ईयर्स एंड गार्लैंड द फॉरेस्ट फ्लावर अराउंड देयर नेक्स। On the upper portion of the right side of their chest were the emblem of the goddess of fortune. Furthermore, they wore armlets on their arms, the Kaustubha gem around their necks, which were marked with three lines like a conch shell, and bracelets on their wrists. With bangles on their ankles, ornaments on their feet, and sacred belt around their waist, they all appeared very beautiful. Purport. All the Vishnu forms had four arms with conchal and other articles. But these characteristics are also possessed by those who have attained Sarupya Mukti in Vaikuntha and who consequently have forms exactly like the form of the Lord. However, these Vishnu forms appearing before Lord Brahma also possess the mark of Sri Vatsa and the Kaustubh gem, which are special characteristics possessed only by the Supreme Lord Himself. This proves that all these bows and calves were not in fact direct, expansions of Vishnu, the personality of Godhead, and not merely His associates of Vaikuntha. Vishnu Himself is included within Krishna. All the opulences of Vishnu are already present in Krishna, and consequently, for Krishna to demonstrate so many Vishnu forms was actually not very astonishing. The Srivatsa mark is described by the Vaishnav Toshni as being a curl of fine yellow hair on the upper portion of the right side of Lord Vishnu's chest. This mark is not for ordinary devotees. It is a special mark of Vishnu or Krishna. I'll read the translation. Then while Lord Brahma looked on, all the calves and the boys tending them immediately appeared to have complexions the color of bluish rain clouds and to be dressed in yellow silken garments. So I seek the blessings of all the assembled Vaishnavas that I may be able to speak something meaningful and inspiring and thus purify my own self. So This particular verse is actually describing how Lord Krishna demonstrated to the amazement of Lord Brahma that all the calves and the cowherd boys he had stolen have been replicated by Krishna, and they are all his own expansions. And so Lord Brahma saw that all the cows and cowherd boys, they are turning into 400 Vishnu forms. We have a diorama, if you see near the exit, demonstrating this particular verse which we are discussing today, that how all the cowherd boys and the calves, they are all 400 Vishnu expansion of the Lord. And Srila Prabhupada herein clarifies that they were not his associates, because the Lord's associates in Vaikuntha also have the 400 Vishnu forms. But they had the special marks of Srivasta and Kaustubh Jam, which are found only in Lord Narayan. So herein Lord Krishna demonstrated the fact that he is the source of Narayan and not vice versa. Sometimes there is a confusion in some circles that Narayan is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna comes as his incarnation. But herein Krishna very clearly demonstrates that he is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. Ishvara Param Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Adir Adir Govinda Sarva Karan Karanam. So he is the source of all, Sarva Karan Karanam. So all the Vishnu expansion also come from Lord Krishna. That is being demonstrated in this particular verse. But in each pastime of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, there are actually many, many wonderful considerations. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says in one of the pastimes, Ehi te prastave ache bahut vichar, that in each pastime of the Supreme Lord, there are many considerations, bahut vichar. So we also try to see some of the considerations. All the devotees who had spoken upon this chapter, wonderful pastime, have brought out so many wonderful considerations. We also try to discuss some of the considerations in this pastime, the Brahma Vimohan Leela. One very obvious and important consideration which Srila Prabhupada points out is that an inferior person should not try to show his power to a superior person. If he does so, his power becomes insignificant. Yesterday, Shubhilas Prabhu gave a wonderful class and he said, actually only Krishna is significant. Everyone else actually is insignificant. Without Krishna help, nothing actually can be achieved. So, Srila Prabhupada points out in this series of verses that an insignificant person should not try to demonstrate his power before a superior or a more powerful person. So actually, an inferior person should also not try to demonstrate his learning or his expertise or skills before a superior person. This is a pastime of Srila Prabhupada, how Prabhupada was once in a temple where the parents of one of his disciples, they came to meet Prabhupada. And they said, Prabhupada, the devotees do not look very ambitious, they said. Prabhupada said, yes, the devotees are not ambitious. The devotees just want to render some service to Krishna. And they were surprised. And then the disciple, he had to clarify. He said, actually what Prabhupada means is that devotees are not materially ambitious, but they are spiritually. Prabhupada said, no. Prabhupada immediately corrected him. He said, no, the devotee is not ambitious. He just wants to render some little service to Krishna. So we see, actually, Prabhupada himself encouraged book distribution, bus parties, right? He would encourage the competition among the devotees, right? He would say that, let's see whether the BBT can match my speed of translation. Can they print the books at the rate at which I am translating? So he would challenge them and actually encourage them to be ambitious. But herein, why does he say that a devotee has actually no ambition? He just wants to render some little service to Krishna. So first of all, Prabhupada wanted to correct his disciple that he knows what he is speaking. He should not think that Prabhupada's words need more clarification. So he wanted to teach his disciple that he should not try to show that he is more learned in any way before his spiritual master. And another consideration is, Prabhupada was actually speaking from the point of a Uttam Adhikari, a Mahabhagavat. So the pure devotee, although he may be actually doing great service and encouraging people to be ambitious, his internal mood is that, I just want to render some little service to Krishna. His mood remains that. And actually, even if some great service is happening through a devotee, then the devotee gives the credit to Krishna. That actually it is the expertise of the Lord who can use an insignificant broken instrument like myself to do wonderful tasks. So the greatness actually, the credit goes to Krishna. So that is the mood of devotee. I just want to render little service, but somehow Krishna is doing wonderful things too. He is getting things done through me. I just happen to be an insignificant instrument. We see in this outside world nowadays, in the corporate world, the training is given through seminars that how it is not very important what you do, how you do, and what your character is. More important is how you present yourself. How do you project your image in front of others? Speak the lie with great confidence, with great power, using PowerPoint presentations. And that lie will be accepted as the truth. So the training is given how to become a very refined hypocrite in this world. But just opposite to that, as Prabhupada was pointing out, that a devotee may do wonderful things, but he just says, his internal feeling he cultivates is, I just want to render a little service to Krishna. I am simply insignificant. So once Radhanath Prabhu, small son of Mukund Prabhu and Radha Mataji, once I was just with him and I was teaching him to play with the dried fruits of kadamba flower. You see, at the core it's a hard dried fruit of kadamba flower. So I said, I'll teach you one game of playing with this. And I said that, I'll show you that how expertly I do it, how expert I am at playing in with this. He immediately said, although small, he said, you should not say that you are very expert. Others may say that. So I said, from today onwards, you are my guru actually. So that is a fact actually. So I was teaching that actually we should not project ourselves to be great, we should remain insignificant. Another beautiful consideration in this particular pastime, as I said in the beginning, that there are many, many considerations in each pastime of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Eite prasthave ache bahut vichar. So many beautiful considerations. And another consideration, another theme of Lord Krishna's pastime, which is actually the central theme, which is the main consideration, which we can find in all the pastimes, is that Krishna, through his pastime, want to enhance the pleasure of his devotees. So any pastime he performs, Prabhupada writes in CC that Krishna engineers various pastimes. He used the words engineers. That means carefully plans for the purpose of enhancing the pleasure of his devotees. So here also, in one of the verses, it's pointed out, Tataha Krishna mudam kartum. So Lord Krishna, he enacted this pastime, Tataha Krishna mudam kartum, because he wanted to enhance the pleasure of his mothers, the mother cows and the mother elderly gopis. So Krishna, he engineered this pastime to fulfill the desires of the of his mothers. So Prabhupada writes in one of the purports that although all the elderly gopis knew that Krishna was the son of Mother Yashoda, they still desired, if Krishna had become my son, I would also have taken care of him like Mother Yashoda. So this was their internal desire. And Krishna knew that. So Śrīla Prabhupāda writes again, he says, while thus bewildering Lord Brahmā, Krishna enjoyed special transcendental pleasure between all his mothers and himself. So, in this way, always the Lord, through all of his pastimes, he increases the pleasure, enhances the pleasure of his devotees. Now, one may ask a question that Lord Brahma stole the cows and all the calves and the cowherd boys, and through that Krishna could actually give pleasure to the inhabitants of Vraja, to his mothers. Then how is it an offense on the part of Brahma? Is it not a service? Right? So because Lord Brahma did that, Krishna could actually reciprocate with his mothers and enjoy special transcendental pleasure. So actually it cannot be counted as a service, because Lord Brahma did not perform this act with that attitude. So it was the greatness of the Lord, it was Krishna's greatness that he made the situation, he converted the mistake of Brahma into a blissful pastime. So Krishna used the mistake of Lord Brahma to his own advantage and created a blissful pastime. So this is his Krishna's special quality, is his special attribute. We see also Indra had also committed a similar offense. Right? He wanted to destroy Vrindavan and the Vrajavasis. But out of that, Krishna created a blissful situation, a wonderful pastime to be glorified for the eternity actually. How all the Vrajavasis, they had the desire actually. Again, the Brajas had desired that we cannot see Krishna 24 hours a day. But during the day, the gopis cannot see Krishna. At night, the cowherd boyfriend cannot see Krishna. So not all the Brajavasis could see Krishna for 24 hours. And they had desired to see Krishna 24 hours a day. So that desire was fulfilled by Krishna when he lifted the Govardhan. So Indra actually committed the offense, but Krishna created a greatly blissful pastime using Indra's mistake. So it's actually Krishna's special quality. Even actually the devotees who are Krishna conscious, they can also use any negative situation which may come as an opportunity to render service to Krishna, as an opportunity to enhance their service to Krishna. And even a more amazing thing than the fact that Krishna created something very positive out of a negative situation is that Krishna gives the credit of doing some service to the offenders. First of all, they didn't do any service. It is Krishna who created a blissful pastime. He used their mistake to his advantage. But he readily transfers the credit to these people of rendering some service. Just like in the case of Putana we see. So she just wanted to kill actually. But Krishna said, okay, she has come to feed me milk. So Krishna gave her the credit of being a mother. So we see that how much positive is the attitude of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Not minding the offenses, he sees, okay, some good they are doing. Although that good is being created by himself only. He changes their negativity into some positivity and gives the credit of that positivity to that person. So that is the greatness of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna. Eite prasthavyase bahut vichar. There are so many beautiful considerations in each pass on the Supreme Lord. Last month we had gone to Vrindavan, Vasudeva Prabhu, Hare Krishna Prabhu, Gaurang Prabhu, Anand Chaitanya Prabhu. We had gone to Vrindavan for some meetings of the Kumbh Mela, which is going to be next year. And we had some time, so Vasudeva Prabhu said, we'd like to visit a place known as Kamyavan. So we had 1 or 2 days extra. So we went to visit a place in Kamyavan, and the local residents told that there is a nice place known as Bhojan Thali. You can visit that place. And so we were inquiring, said, oh, where is the place Bhojan Thali? I asked somebody. Hare Krishna Prabhu said, Bhojan Thali? It should be bhojan sthali. It looks like you are too hungry. You are saying bhojan thali. The place should be bhojan sthali. I said, but I heard bhojan thali. I'm not sure. We will clarify. So we were asking and going. The samar said, go that way. And actually that day, we had left early and had not taken breakfast. It was 11 o'clock. So I was just joking. I said, it's bhojan thali. Maybe we can get some bhojan. It's a place known as bhojan thali. So we went and asked the place, and we went somewhere else actually. We didn't reach that place. And they invited us. They said, aap aaiye aaiye Maharaj ji, idhar aaj bahut bada bhandara ho raha hai. Aap pehle bhojan lijiye. Right? So actually we honored Prasad, and they said, just nearby only you go like this within the field, and there, the place is actually bhojan thali only. It's not bhojan sthali. So actually, we have experience. Sometimes we desire something. Sometimes we desire to eat something, some preparation, or something in our material life, a better situation, better job. And Krishna fulfills it. And we feel, oh, how merciful the Lord is. But actually, we should lament actually that I desired such a material thing. Instead of desiring nourishment for the body, I should have desired nourishment for the soul. It should not be cause for jubilation, but actually lamentation. So Krishna fulfills the desire of his devotees. So we went to the place known as Bhojan Thali, and there we saw actually on a stone slab, there is a curved smooth surface, looks like a thali. So that is the Bhojan Thali. And they said just nearby is Dudh Katora also. There is a little deeper in the stone, little deeper impression, that is Dudh Katora. So we saw that place also. And there, one elderly Brajvasi lady, she met us, and she said, and she started telling us, she said, you know, Lord Brahma, he saw Krishna eating with his cowherd boyfriends over here. And that time he wanted to test. This is a place where he saw. And then actually we know all the pastime, and how Brahma goes and begs forgiveness and recites prayers. And she gave another very beautiful aspect of this pastime. Lord Brahma was offering prayers, and actually Krishna did not even look toward Lord Brahma. So Lord Brahma said that I have already recited 40 shlokas in your praise, and you are already looking toward myself. He said when Indra committed an offense, he just recited 10 shlokas, and you were so pleased, you got your abhishek also done by him. And herein I have quoted 40 shlokas in your praise, and you are still not looking at me. How is it? So Krishna said, when Brahma committed an aparad, he brought all the Brajvasis together. But by your offense, you separated Brajvasis from me. See, your offense is more severe than that of Indra. So this was pointed out by this elderly Brajvasi lady. But actually, Krishna forgave Lord Brahma. It's mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam also, that he forgave Lord Brahma. Because Krishna's nature is that he easily forgives those who are surrendered to him. So although Lord Brahma, Lord Indra and the demigods, they may not be fully surrendered souls, but they still are surrendered to him. So Krishna easily forgives them. This is another great and amazing quality of Krishna, that he easily lets go of. There was one deity installation ceremony. Srila Bhaktivedanta Thakur was conducting that ceremony, and Bhakti Raksha Sridhar Maharaj was helping him. And it's considered that at the end of the ceremony, the Acharya, he places Tulsi at the lotus feet of the deity. And then the installation is completed. That means he has finally invited Krishna to be present. So what happened? By mistake, Bhakti Raksha Sridhar Maharaj, he placed the Tulsi on the lotus feet of the deity. And Srila Bhaktivedanta Thakur looked toward him. He said, now there is nothing for me to do. You have done everything. And Bhakti Raksha Sridhar Maharaj, he realized that he has committed an offense, and immediately fell down at the lotus feet of Srila Saraswati Thakur. He said, please forgive me, I have committed a great offense. Srila Bhaktivedanta Thakur said, he said, actually for a surrendered soul, there is no offense. Means he wanted to say that actually I am not taking any offense since you are a surrendered soul, since you are rendering service. We see similarly Srila Prabhupada. There are so many disciples who rendered service to him in the beginning, to help spread Krishna consciousness, they later could not continue. They committed offenses, they committed mistakes, committed sinful activities. But Prabhupada actually forgave them all. And he would welcome them so happily, so warmly when anyone would come back. He would invite them back, encourage them to continue Krishna consciousness and not looking any, considering any of their offenses or faults. For they have rendered service. For a surrendered person, the master actually forgives easily. He doesn't consider offense. So this is another beautiful quality of Lord Krishna, that he doesn't consider the offenses of his servants, those who surrender to him. Yeah, so in Chaitanya Charitamrita, as we just discussed in the beginning, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami also quotes this particular pastime to establish the fact that Krishna is the source of all the incarnations. So he quotes this particular the Leela which we are discussing. So he describes Shishu Vatsa Hari Brahma Kari Aparada Aparada Shamaite Magena Prasada. So Shishu Vatsa Hari Brahma Kari Aparada. So Lord Brahma committed an offense by stealing the boys and the calves. So he is asking forgiveness. Aparada Shamaite Magena Prasada. He is asking for Krishna's mercy, for his forgiveness. So Lord Brahma says that I have taken birth from the lotus that grew from your navel. He says, Tumar nabhi padma haite amar janmodaye. It's from your navel, lotus grew and I took birth from that. Therefore, you are my father and you are my mother. Tumi mata pita ami tomar atanaye. So I am your son. You are my mother and father. And he says, the parents do not take the offenses of their children very seriously. Pita mata balakir na lay aparad. Aparada shama more karaha prasad. So, since you are my father and mother, do not take my offense very seriously. And it is the nature of the parental affection that they do not consider even the serious mistake of a child. Right? We see the Diti, his children were great demons, but she would just consider they are just some naughty boys, not criminals. At max, the parents may consider a child to be naughty. So that is the nature of parental affection. Even if the child is a great personality, a great expert, manager, renowned person, still the parent consider the child to be a little careless. I have one experience once, the mother of one of our brahmacharis, she had come to the temple and I was talking to her and I started glorifying this brahmachari. I said, just see how much wonderful service your son is rendering. He is managing such and such projects on behalf of Guru and Krishna and taking so much responsibility in the mission of Srila Prabhupada. So I was glorifying and I saw that the mother was not very impressed. She just said, but he doesn't eat properly. Khana nahi khata hai theek se, she said. Doesn't eat properly. He is careless. So, and she said, aap thoda khyal rakho iska. Ab dekho, khana theek se khaye. So I said, I'll take care. Actually, that is my service. So I'll try to do that. So, in this way, Lord Brahma, he is trying to evoke the parental affection in Krishna. That you are my father and the mother. Please do not take seriously my offense. Yeah. But what does Krishna reply? Krishna says, Brahma, your father is Narayan. I am just a cowherd boy. How am I your father? Krishna kahen Brahma tomar pita Narayan. Ami gopa tumi kaiche amara nandan. I said, I am a cowherd boy. How are you my son? So Lord Brahma, he says, Brahma balen tumi kina ho Narayan. Tumi Narayan shun ihara karan. Brahma says, are you not Narayan? You are surely Narayan. And now hear the Karan. Tumi kina ho Narayan? Tumi Narayan. Surely you are Narayan. Shun ihara Karan. Now hear the reason for that. Hear the cause. And then Lord Brahma actually, he quotes great scriptural evidence to prove that Lord Krishna is the source of Narayan. And actually, it's amazing that how Krishna showed Lord Brahma, as we're discussing in today's verse, Vedrishyanta Ghanashyama, he showed Lord Brahma, Vedrishyanta Ghanashyama, that Pita Kaushaya Vasasa, that so many, all the calves and the cowherd boyfriends, they all were Vishnu Murtis coming from him. Lord Krishna showed. But then still Krishna was just acting as a cowherd boy. But Lord Brahma said, I will not be further bewildered. I know for sure, right? I have seen myself that actually you are the source of all the Narayans. But Lord Brahma gives extensive scriptural evidence also, which Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami quotes to prove that Krishna is the source of Narayan. Another very beautiful consideration which comes from these pastimes was pointed out by Krishna Chandra Prabhu when he gave the class last week. He said, although Lord Brahma, he committed the mistake, but his greatness lies in the fact that he accepted his mistake, he surrendered to Krishna and he begged forgiveness. He actually even rectified, he even tried to rectify the situation, which we will discuss a little later towards the end. So, we should focus on the greatness of Lord Brahma also. That he accepts the mistake, surrenders, begs forgiveness and tries to rectify it. So, yesterday Shubhilas Prabhu was saying in his class that how Lord Brahma, he is not an ordinary person. He is the founder of our Sampradaya, Brahma Madhra Gaudiya Sampradaya. Among the Mahajanas, he is the foremost. Brahma Narado Shambhu Kumaro Kapilo Manu. Among the name of the Mahajanas, his name is the first. He is a very prominent personality. So, Lord Brahma, he is teaching us this very important lesson for all practicing devotees, that if we have committed a mistake, then we should actually accept that mistake. We should beg forgiveness for that and try to rectify the situation. So the actual greatness of a person not lies in the fact that one never commits mistake. It's not that great persons are those who never commit mistake. But the greatness of a person lies in accepting one mistake and try to rectify it. That was demonstrated by Lord Brahma, which actually makes him great. He's an acharya. We can see actually that when someone tries to, from our experience, when someone tries to point out a fault in us or a mistake, it is very difficult to accept it. The mind protests, it howls loudly that I cannot commit anything wrong. I was not wrong. The mind immediately protests. Even after a long time, if we somehow accept that we have done a mistake, still we will feel that my intention was good. I didn't want to do it. Even if I did a mistake, it was with a good intention. But Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur used to say, said, those who flatter me are my enemies. But those who find faults in me, they are actually my well-wishers. So, when someone finds fault in us, we should try to accept it. So, although those words, they taste very bitter, just like a karela. Right? Not many people like karela because of its bitterness. So although the words of correction or finding fault with us, they taste very bitter, but they are actually very good for us. Bitter things are good for health. Especially those who have eaten sweet words of praises. Those who have heard many praises, taken sweet dishes, the karela is very good for them, bitter preparation. So although the words of correction and the faults in us may appear bitter to us, they actually are good for us. Once Shyamanand Prabhu in a hospital, he was taking some neem leaves. Neem is also bitter preparation. And he said the best way to take neem is to chew it nicely. So the juice come out, the bitter juice of the neem leaf should come out. One should chew it nicely. So when someone chastises us or finds fault, if we accept with a grateful heart, that is like the chewing, that is the best thing actually, that will cure us very fast. But if we cannot do that, which most of us cannot, at least I cannot, then we can somehow swallow it at least. That will also do some good. Swallowing it means not actually retaliating. That we should not retaliate. This is the pastime in Chaitanya Bhagavat, how Devanand Pandit, when he was chastised by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he somehow tolerated it. It's not that he chewed upon and was grateful. He somehow, with great mental agony, he somehow swallowed it. He did not retaliate. He did not say a word. And Vrindavan Das Thakur, he points out, he says, because he has somehow swallowed the bitter medicine, now all the good qualities will develop in his person. So, so in this way, Lord Brahma also, he exhibits this, that he takes that bitter medicine. He accepts his mistake, doesn't retaliate, but surrenders and begs forgiveness. So, not just that, as I said, that Lord Brahma, he he teaches us, he even tried to actually rectify the situation. We'll see how. Not he accepted the mistake and begged forgiveness, but he tried to rectify also. So after Lord Brahma begged forgiveness, he fell flat to offer obeisance to Lord Krishna. Right? So he touched his head to the lotus feet of the Lord and the tears are flowing down. But Brahma saw, he said, when his one head is bowing down to Lord Krishna, because his forehead, the opposite head was raised high. So he was not very satisfied. I cannot even offer proper obeisance to the Lord. So Lord Brahma actually, he became disgusted with his role as a creator. Right? That this I have forehead, great intelligence, I am the creator. This brings pride in me. So as yesterday Shivvilaspur was pointing out that how one should not just be focused on one's own role, but one should see whether one's role, well, the role one is playing in spiritual life, is actually leading him to achieve the ultimate goal. Right? So Lord Brahma is considering, my role as a Brahma, I cannot even offer proper obeisance to the Lord. And I become proud being a creator. So Lord Brahma actually started performing austerities at the end of Dwapar Yuga. And he knew that Lord Gauranga, who would be taking incarnation, started performing austerities in Antardvip, it is mentioned. So when Lord Brahma started performing austerities, Krishna appeared to him as Lord Gauranga, his beautiful golden complexion form, and actually blessed him. So Lord Brahma prayed to him. He said that I have spent 100 trillion years of my life, already I have wasted them, being in the pride of a creator. He said, Lord Brahma says that, I committed an offense to you by stealing your calves and the cowherd boys. Right? But he said, but now my role, this role is not helping me to achieve the ultimate goal. So Brahma requested Krishna that a change in his role. So it may not be always possible to change one's role, but one can change one's attitude in the role. Actually, that is always possible. That one can achieve the ultimate goal. As was brilliantly pointed out by His Grace Vilas Prabhu yesterday. So Lord Brahma, he requested that I have become too proud. Now I just want to appear as your associate and constantly chant your glories. And thus, he said, because of being proud, I could not earlier attain Krishna Prem, but I want to attain love for yourself. So please bless me. So Krishna was, Lord Gauranga, he was pleased with him. And he put his lotus feet on Brahma's head and blessed him that I will come in the mood and the complexion of Srimati Radharani, which is a very confidential incarnation. And that time you will appear as Haridas Thakur. And you will chant 300,000 names of the Lord, 300,000 holy names, the Mahamantra. You will chant daily and you will be one of my foremost associates. So in this way, Lord Gauranga, he blesses Lord Brahma. And then Lord Brahma, he comes as Srila Haridas Thakur in his next birth. And it describes that how Srila Haridas Thakur, I'll just discuss briefly how Srila Haridas Thakur, he achieves the perfection of his life. So it is described that in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Haridas Thakur Shakar Adbhuta Charita तीन लक्ष नाम ते हो लयन पतित. सो द करेक्टरिस्टिक्स ऑफ हरिदास ठाकुर आर अमेजिंग. वाई? बिकॉज ही वुड डेली विदाउट फेल तीन लक्ष नाम ते हो लयन पतित. ही वुड डेली चांट 300,000 नेम्स ऑफ सुप्रीम लॉर्ड विदाउट फेल अपतित. सो टुडे मेनी डिवोटीज एक्चुअली आर टेकिंग द वाउज ऑफ इनिशिएशन. वी कैन नॉट इमिटेट हरिदास ठाकुर बट वी कैन फॉलो हिज फुटस्टेप्स एंड वी टेक अ वाउ दैट वी मे बी एबल टू चांट. प्रे टू हरिदास ठाकुर वी आर टेकिंग अ वाउ टू चांट 16 राउंड्स अपतित विदाउट फेल थ्रू आउट अवर लाइफ. वी कैन प्रे टू श्री हरिदास ठाकुर दैट वी कैन डू सो बाय हिज मर्सी. सो सेड दैट टूवर्ड्स द एंड ऑफ हिज लाइफ हरिदास ठाकुर had become very old and his body was physically very weak. And one day Govinda, Mahaprabhu's personal servant, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would either come personally most of the time after seeing the Uppal Bhog ceremony, or he would send Govinda to give Jagannath Mahaprasad. That was his daily practice, that he would send Lord Jagannath Mahaprasad to Srila Haridas Thakur. So one day it is described that Govinda came and Haridas Thakur was lying and was chanting softly the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And Govinda told him that please get up and take prasad, while Haridas Thakur said, no, today I will actually fast. But he said, no, we all know the pastime, so I will just quickly go through that. He said, no, because today I could not chant my, have not completed my prescribed number of rounds, so I will actually fast. But he honored the Mahaprasad a little. And next day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and he asked, Susth ho Haridas, are you well, Haridas? Haridas Thakur actually replied, Susth hoye sharir mor asusth buddhi man. Very important. He says, my body is well, but my mind and intelligence are diseased. Right? Sometimes we ask someone, how are you doing? Right? And he says, oh, I have some back pain or some neck problem. Some problem. And you ask, how is the chanting going? That is all right. That is all right. So actually, we should, the main disease we should always feel is that that our, that we actually are spiritually sick, that Srila Haridas Thakur shows. And so we'll just conclude the past, the class over here. That how Srila Haridas Thakur, who was actually Lord Brahma and then who came as Srila Haridas Thakur, he achieved the highest perfection of his life. And this perfection was not achieved by any devotee earlier, right? By any Vaishnava earlier. So Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was present when Srila Haridas Thakur left his body. And it is mentioned, Seshakale Dilatare Darshana Sparshana तार कोले करी कैला अपने नर्तन. एट द लास्ट मोमेंट ऑफ हरिदास ठाकुर शेष काले दीला तारे स्पर्शन दर्शन ही गेव हिज ऑडियंस एंड गेव अ टच ऑफ हिज बॉडी एंड ही टुक द बॉडी ऑफ हरिदास ठाकुर एंड डांस हिमसेल्फ. वी सी हाउ इवन जटायु हैड रिसीव्ड द लास्ट लॉर्ड परफॉर्म द क्रिएशन बट ही डिडंट रिसीव द ऑडियंस बिफोर ही डाइड. बट ही डिडंट लॉर्ड डिडंट एक्सेप्ट हिम ऑन हिज बॉडी एंड डांस एंड मच मोर एक्चुअली. देन सेज अपने श्री हस्ते कृपाए तारे वालू दिला अपने प्रसाद मांगी महोत्सव कैला. श्री दिन महाप्रभु ही हिमसेल्फ एक्चुअली गेव क्रिमेटेड द बॉडी ऑफ हरिदास ठाकुर. इट इज ओन लोटस हैंड ही प्लेस द सैंड द रेमिनेंट्स ऑफ लॉर्ड जगन्नाथ महा एंड देन ही हिमसेल्फ बेग्ड महाप्रसाद फ्रॉम सिंहद्वार गेट एंड हेल्ड अ फेस्टिवल. विद इज ओन हैंड ही डिस्ट्रीब्यूटेड द महाप्रसाद ऑफ डिवोटीज इन ऑनर ऑफ हरिदास ठाकुर disappearance. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu blessed Haridas Thakur in a way which no other Vaishnava had previously achieved this fortune. With his own every activity personally was carried by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself to celebrate the disappearance of Srila Haridas Thakur. So we'll end the class over here. Thank you very much. Jaya Granthara Srimad Bhagatam Ki Jaya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jaya.